Welcome back, Stoic Seekers. We've reached the final chapter in our 12-part journey through Stoic philosophy. Over the past 11 episodes, we've explored a vast landscape of wisdom, covering everything from perception and action to virtue and acceptance. We've learned to master our minds, navigate challenges, and cultivate a life of purpose and fulfillment. But today, we're facing the ultimate reality of human existence. Mortality. It's a topic that many shy away from, but the Stoics saw it not as an ending, but as a powerful reminder to live fully and intentionally. In this episode, we'll delve into the Stoic practice of meditation on mortality. We'll explore 10 profound lessons that will help you embrace the reality of death, overcome the fear that holds you back, and live each day with a sense of urgency, gratitude, and purpose. We'll learn why the Stoics believed it's essential to live each day as if it were your last, why death is not something to be feared, and how focusing on the present moment can liberate us from anxiety and regret. We'll also discuss the importance of not selling ourselves short, prioritizing dignity and courage over comfort, and never letting our spirits give up before our bodies do. So, if you're ready to confront your deepest fears, embrace the impermanence of life, and discover the transformative power of meditating on mortality, then buckle up and join us for this final chapter in our Stoic journey. It's time to face the ultimate reality and live a life that's truly worth remembering. If you found this episode, or any of the episodes in this series, valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a life of courage, wisdom, and joy. Lesson 1. The Stoic Carpe Diem, seizing the day, every day. All right, folks, let's kick off this final chapter of our Stoic journey with a concept that's both a wake-up call and a call to action. Live each day as if it were your last. Now, before you start picturing wild parties and reckless abandon, let's take a Stoic approach to this age-old wisdom. The Stoics weren't advocating for a YOLO lifestyle or a disregard for consequences. They were all about living with intention, purpose, and a deep appreciation for the preciousness of life. As Marcus Aurelius put it in his Meditations, "Let us prepare our minds as if we'd come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day. The one who puts the finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time." In other words, don't sleepwalk through life, taking each day for granted. Treat every moment as a gift, every interaction as a potential last encounter, and every action as an opportunity to express your best self. The tomorrow trap. We humans are masters of procrastination and delay. We tell ourselves we'll start that new project tomorrow, we'll apologize to that friend next week, we'll pursue our dreams someday. But the Stoics would remind us that tomorrow is not guaranteed. As Seneca wrote, "While we are postponing, life speeds by." Think about those times when you've put off something important, only to regret it later. Maybe you never got around to telling a loved one how much you cared, or you missed out on an opportunity because you were waiting for the perfect moment. That's the tomorrow trap. It's the illusion that we have unlimited time, that we can always put things off until later. But the Stoics would argue that this is a dangerous mindset, one that leads to regret, missed opportunities, and a life half-lived. The Stoic approach. Living with urgency and gratitude. So how do you break free from the tomorrow trap and embrace the Stoic philosophy of living each day to the fullest? Here are a few strategies. 1. Memento mori. This Latin phrase, meaning "remember that you will die," was a constant reminder for the Stoics of life's impermanence. By contemplating our own mortality, we can gain a sense of perspective and urgency, appreciating the preciousness of each day and not wasting it on trivial pursuits or procrastination. 2. Prioritize what matters. Identify your core values and priorities. What are the things that truly matter to you? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? Once you're clear on your priorities, you can start making choices that align with them and let go of the things that don't. 3. Express your love and appreciation. Don't wait until it's too late to tell the people you care about how much they mean to you. Express your love, gratitude, and appreciation today. 4. Pursue your passions. Don't put off your dreams or postpone your happiness. If there's something you've always wanted to do, start taking steps towards it today. Life is too short to wait for someday. 5. Live with intention. Approach each day with a sense of purpose and intentionality. Set goals, make plans, and take action. Don't just let life happen to you. Actively create the life you want to live. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to living each day as if it were your last is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people embracing this mindset all around us. The adventurer who quits their corporate job to travel the world and pursue their passions. The cancer survivor who cherishes every moment and focuses on living a life of gratitude and purpose. The artist who creates every day, pouring their heart and soul into their work, knowing that their time is limited. The parent who prioritizes quality time with their children, recognizing the preciousness of those fleeting years. These individuals are not reckless or irresponsible. They're simply living with a sense of urgency and appreciation for the gift of life. They're making the most of their time, pursuing their dreams, and creating a legacy that matters. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the Stoic philosophy of living each day as if it were your last, you're not just preparing for death, you're also living a more fulfilling and joyful life. You're cultivating gratitude, presence, and a deep appreciation for the beauty and wonder of the world around you. Remember, the Stoics weren't afraid of death. They were afraid of wasting life. So, let's embrace their wisdom, folks, and let's live each day with intention, purpose, and a deep appreciation for the precious gift of life. Lesson 2. The Great Unknown, Embracing the Naturalness of Death, the Stoic Way. All right, folks, let's tackle a topic that's often swept under the rug, a subject that many find uncomfortable or even terrifying. Death. But here in the Stoic school of thought, we're not about shying away from the tough stuff. We're about facing reality head-on, and that includes the one certainty we all share. Death is natural. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Death? Isn't that like the ultimate bummer? Why would I want to focus on that? We live in a culture that's obsessed with youth, vitality, and the pursuit of eternal life. We avoid talking about death. We try to distract ourselves from its inevitability, and we cling to the hope that somehow, some way, we might escape its grasp. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and facing reality head-on, had a different perspective. They saw death not as an enemy to be feared, but as a natural part of life, a final chapter that gives meaning and urgency to all that comes before. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way: "For it is not death or pain that is to be feared, but the fear of death or pain. In other words, it's not death itself that's the problem, it's our fear of it. It's the anxiety, the dread, the sense of loss and uncertainty that can paralyze us and prevent us from living fully in the present moment. The fear factor. Let's be honest, death is a scary concept. It's the great unknown, the end of our conscious existence as we know it. We worry about the pain of dying, the grief of our loved ones, the unfinished business we'll leave behind. And these fears can cast a long shadow over our lives, making us hesitant, risk-averse, and even clinging to unhealthy attachments and situations. But the Stoics would argue that this fear is largely a product of our own minds. We create stories about death, we project our own anxieties and insecurities onto it, and we allow these fears to control us. The natural cycle. The Stoics saw death as a natural part of the cycle of life, just like birth, growth, and decay. They understood that everything in the universe is in a constant state of flux, and that death is simply the final transformation, the return of our individual consciousness to the cosmic whole. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, death is a release from the impressions of the senses and from desires that make us their puppets and from the vagaries of the mind and from the hard service of the flesh. In other words, death is not an end, but a transition, a shedding of the limitations and attachments of our physical existence. And by embracing this perspective, we can find a sense of peace and even liberation in the face of our own mortality. Modern-day examples of embracing mortality. The Stoic approach to death might seem countercultural in a society that's obsessed with youth and longevity, but it's a perspective that can bring profound peace and clarity, especially in times of crisis or loss. Think about those individuals who face terminal illness with courage and grace, focusing on spending their remaining time with loved ones and making the most of each day. Or consider those who dedicate their lives to service and making a positive impact on the world, knowing that their legacy will live on long after they're gone. These individuals are embodying the Stoic ideal of amor fati, embracing the reality of their mortality and using it as a catalyst for living a more meaningful and purposeful life. The Stoic advantage. By facing our fear of death and embracing its naturalness, we're not just overcoming anxiety and existential dread, we're also freeing ourselves to live a life of greater courage, purpose, and joy. We're recognizing that our time is limited, and we're choosing to make the most of it. Remember, the Stoics weren't advocating for a morbid obsession with death. They were simply reminding us that it's a part of life, and that by accepting this reality, we can live more fully, more intentionally, and with a deeper appreciation for the precious gift of each day. So, let's embrace the Stoic challenge, folks. Let's face our mortality with courage and curiosity, and let's use it as a reminder to live each day with passion, purpose, and a deep appreciation for the beauty and wonder of life. Lesson 3. The Now Factor, Unlocking the Stoic Secret to Presence and Peace. All right, folks, let's talk about a concept that's both incredibly simple and profoundly challenging. Focusing on the present moment. In our fast-paced, hyper-connected world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of past regrets and future anxieties. We're constantly replaying old conversations in our heads, worrying about what might happen tomorrow, or scrolling through social media feeds that showcase everyone else's highlight reel. But the Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, knew that true peace and happiness can only be found in the here and now. They understood that the past is gone, the future is uncertain, and the only thing we truly have is this present moment. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Don't let your reflection on the whole sweep of life crush you. Don't fill your mind with all the bad things that might still happen. Stay focused on the present situation and ask yourself why it's so unbearable and can't be survived. In other words, stop letting your mind time travel. Stop dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future uncertainties. Bring your attention back to the present moment, to the sights, sounds, and sensations that surround you right now. That's where life is happening. That's where the magic is. The time-traveling mind. Our minds are like time machines, constantly zipping back and forth between the past and the future. We replay old arguments, relive past traumas, or fantasize about future successes and failures. And while this mental time travel can sometimes be helpful for learning from the past or planning for the future, it can also be a major source of stress, anxiety, and unhappiness. Think about it. Have you ever spent an entire evening ruminating over a conversation you had earlier that day, replaying every word and analyzing every nuance? Or have you ever found yourself lying awake at night, worrying about a presentation you have to give next week or a bill that's due next month? In those moments, you're not fully present in your life. You're missing out on the beauty, the joy, and the opportunities that are right in front of you. You're letting your mind steal you away from the present moment, and that's a recipe for dissatisfaction and regret. The Stoic practice of mindfulness. So, how do you break free from this time-traveling mind and cultivate a greater sense of presence and peace? The Stoics would suggest a practice that's become increasingly popular in recent years. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, emotions, and bodily sensations as they arise, without getting caught up in them or trying to change them. It's about simply being present, fully engaged in the here and now. Here are a few simple ways to practice mindfulness in your daily life. Focus on your breath. Take a few deep breaths, noticing the rise and fall of your chest or the sensation of the air flowing in and out of your nostrils. Engage your senses. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. Notice the details of your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the sun on your skin. Observe your thoughts and emotions. When thoughts or emotions arise, simply observe them without judgment. Label them if it's helpful. This is anxiety. This is frustration. But don't get caught up in their stories or try to push them away. Practice gratitude. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This could be a warm cup of coffee, a friendly smile from a stranger, or the simple fact that you're alive and breathing. Modern-day mindfulness. Mindfulness has become a bit of a buzzword in recent years, but it's rooted in ancient wisdom traditions, including Stoicism. And there's a good reason for its popularity. Research has shown that mindfulness can reduce stress, improve focus, boost creativity, and enhance overall well-being. So, whether you're meditating on a mountaintop or simply taking a mindful walk in the park, the practice of being present can have a profound impact on your life. The Stoic advantage. By focusing on the present moment, you're not just reducing stress and anxiety, you're also creating a richer, more fulfilling life. You're savoring the beauty of each experience, appreciating the people around you, and making the most of every precious moment. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the present moment is all we have. So let's make the most of it, shall we? So today, let's make a commitment to be more present. Let's put down our phones, turn off the distractions, and tune into the richness of the here and now. Let's embrace the Stoic wisdom of focusing on the present moment, and let's create a life that's not just about getting through the day, but about truly living it. Lesson 4. Time is of the essence, the Stoic's guide to making every moment count. All right, folks, let's have a real heart-to-heart about something we all have in common, but often take for granted. Time. It's the one resource we can't buy, borrow, or steal. It's the currency of our lives, and how we spend it determines the quality of our existence. So, let's dive into the Stoic principle of don't waste your time. Now, before you start thinking this is just another lecture about productivity and time management, let's take a Stoic perspective on this. It's not just about squeezing every last drop out of your day or filling every minute with activity. It's about being intentional, discerning, and making choices that align with your values and purpose. The time thieves. In today's world, time thieves lurk around every corner. Social media notifications beckon us with their siren song, promising a quick dopamine hit. Binge-worthy TV shows lure us into their captivating worlds, stealing hours we swore we didn't have. We say yes to every request, every invitation, every distraction, believing we can somehow squeeze it all in. But in reality, we're spreading ourselves thin, leaving little time for what truly matters. The Stoic approach to time. The Stoics, those ancient masters of self-discipline and wisdom, understood the value of time like no other. They recognized it as a finite resource, a precious gift that should be cherished and used wisely. They believed that true freedom lay not in having more time, but in making the most of the time we have. The art of saying no. One of the most powerful tools in the Stoics' arsenal was the art of saying no. They understood that every yes to one thing meant a no to something else. They weren't afraid to decline invitations, turn down requests, and set boundaries to protect their time and energy. They knew that by saying no to the trivial, they were saying yes to the essential. The opportunity cost of time. Every minute you spend scrolling through social media, binge-watching TV, or engaging in meaningless activities is a minute you'll never get back. It's a minute you could have spent pursuing your passions, nurturing your relationships, or simply enjoying the present moment. The Stoics called this the opportunity cost of time, and they urged us to be mindful of the choices we make. Living with intention. The Stoic sage, the ideal embodiment of wisdom and virtue, lived with intention. They didn't let external circumstances dictate their lives. They chose how to spend their time based on their values and priorities. They focused on what was within their control and let go of what wasn't. They lived in the present moment, savoring each experience and appreciating the fleeting nature of life. Reclaim your time. Reclaim your power. When you stop wasting time on things that don't matter, you reclaim your power. You free yourself from the tyranny of distractions and create space for what truly matters. You become the master of your own destiny, choosing how to spend your precious time on this earth. Practical steps to take today. Audit your time. Spend a few days tracking how you spend your time. You might be surprised at how much time is wasted on trivial pursuits. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your values or goals. Protect your time like you would protect your most valuable possession. Prioritize ruthlessly. Identify the activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. Make them a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Embrace the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on the here and now and savor the beauty of each experience. Practice mindfulness. Cultivate a mindful awareness of how you're spending your time. Ask yourself regularly, is this how I want to be spending my life? Remember, time is the one thing you can't get back. It's a gift, a precious resource that should be cherished and used wisely. By reclaiming your time, you reclaim your power, your freedom, and your ability to live a life that truly matters. So start today. Make every moment count, and don't let anyone or anything steal your most valuable asset. The ripple effect. When you start valuing your time, something amazing happens. Others start to value it too. They see you as someone who's intentional, focused, and in control of their life. They respect your boundaries, appreciate your presence, and understand that your time is a precious gift. So, don't underestimate the power of reclaiming your time. It's not just about being more productive or efficient. It's about living a life that's aligned with your values, your passions, and your deepest desires. It's about creating a life that's truly worth living. And remember, the journey to a more fulfilling life starts with one simple step: valuing your time. Lesson 5. Know your worth, the Stoic's guide to unlocking your full potential. All right, folks, let's have a little pep talk, Stoic style. Today's lesson is all about recognizing your own value and refusing to settle for anything less than you deserve. It's about embracing the Stoic principle. Don't sell yourself short. Now, before you start thinking this is all about bragging rights or inflated egos, let's reframe this concept. The Stoics weren't advocating for arrogance or narcissism. They were all about self-respect, knowing your worth, and living a life that's in alignment with your true potential. Epictetus, the no-nonsense Stoic teacher, put it this way: first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. In other words, don't settle for a life that's less than what you're capable of. Don't let fear, self-doubt, or the opinions of others hold you back from pursuing your dreams and fulfilling your potential. The discount rack of life. We live in a world that often tells us to settle, to compromise, to be realistic about our goals and aspirations. We're bombarded with messages that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or talented enough to achieve great things. And it's easy to internalize these messages, to start believing that we're destined for mediocrity, that we should just be grateful for what we have and not aim too high. But the Stoics would challenge us to reject this mindset. They'd remind us that we all have unique gifts and talents, that we're all capable of greatness, and that it's our duty to cultivate those gifts and share them with the world. Think about those times when you've talked yourself out of applying for a dream job, pursuing a passion project, or taking a risk because you didn't think you were qualified or capable. In those moments, you were essentially selling yourself short, discounting your own potential and settling for less than you deserve. The Stoic approach to self-worth. So how do you break free from this self-limiting mindset and embrace your true worth? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Recognize your inner power. The Stoics believed that we all have a spark of the divine within us, a capacity for reason, virtue, and excellence. Tap into this inner power and recognize that you're capable of great things. 2. Set ambitious goals. Don't be afraid to dream big and set ambitious goals for yourself. The Stoics believed that we should strive for excellence in all that we do, and that means pushing our limits and reaching for the stars. 3. Take action. Don't just sit around and wait for opportunities to come to you. Take action. Pursue your goals with passion and determination, and don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back. 4. Embrace challenges. The Stoics saw challenges as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Don't shy away from difficult tasks or uncomfortable situations. Embrace them as a chance to test your mettle and prove your strength. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. The company you keep can have a profound impact on your self-belief and your ability to achieve your goals. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who encourage you, and who challenge you to be your best self. Modern-day examples. The Stoic message of not selling yourself short is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people overcoming self-doubt and achieving greatness all around us. The entrepreneur who starts a business against all odds. They might have faced skepticism and discouragement from others, but they believed in their vision and their abilities, and they persevered until they achieved success. The artist who pursues their passion despite criticism. They might have been told they weren't talented enough or that their art wasn't marketable, but they followed their heart and created work that resonated with others. The student who overcomes learning challenges. They might have struggled in school, but they didn't let that define them. They sought out support, developed effective study habits, and ultimately achieved academic success. The Stoic advantage. By refusing to sell yourself short, you're not just boosting your confidence and self-esteem, you're also opening yourself up to a world of possibilities. You're embracing your full potential, pursuing your dreams with passion and determination, and creating a life that's truly fulfilling and meaningful. Remember, the Stoics believed that we all have a unique contribution to make to the world. So, don't sell yourself short, folks. Embrace your talents, pursue your passions, and let your light shine. The world is waiting for your greatness. Lesson 6. The Stoic Spine. Choosing courage and dignity over the easy way out. All right, folks. Let's have a real heart-to-heart about something that's at the core of Stoic living. Dignity and courage are more important than comfort. Now, before you start picturing Spartans marching into battle or monks meditating on mountaintops, let's bring this idea down to earth. We're not talking about grand gestures or superhuman feats. We're talking about the everyday choices we make, the small acts of bravery and integrity that define our character and shape our lives. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and resilience, understood that the pursuit of a good life often involves discomfort, challenge, and even sacrifice. They recognized that the easy path, the path of least resistance, is rarely the path to true fulfillment and happiness. As Seneca put it, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." In other words, life's challenges are not obstacles to be avoided, but opportunities for growth and transformation. It's in those moments when we're tested, when we're pushed outside our comfort zones, that we discover our true strength, our resilience, and our capacity for courage and dignity. The comfort trap. We live in a world that's obsessed with comfort and convenience. We have climate-controlled homes, fast food delivery, and streaming services that cater to our every whim. It's easy to get lulled into a state of complacency, to avoid anything that might disrupt our sense of ease and security. But the Stoics would argue that this pursuit of comfort at all costs can be a trap, a subtle form of self-sabotage. When we prioritize comfort over growth, we're essentially choosing stagnation over evolution. We're settling for a life that's safe and predictable, but ultimately unfulfilling and devoid of meaning. Think about those times when you've chosen comfort over courage. Maybe you stayed in a dead-end job because it was familiar and secure, even though it didn't challenge you or inspire you. Or perhaps you avoided a difficult conversation with a loved one because it was easier to maintain the status quo, even though it meant sacrificing your own needs and desires. In those moments, you might have felt a temporary sense of relief, but it was likely followed by a nagging sense of regret and dissatisfaction. The Stoics would remind us that true happiness and fulfillment come not from avoiding discomfort, but from embracing it, from facing our fears and challenges head on, and from choosing the path of dignity and courage, even when it's the harder one. The Stoic path to courage and dignity. So how do you break free from the comfort trap and cultivate a Stoic spirit of courage and dignity? Here are a few strategies. 1. Identify your values. What are the principles and ideals that are most important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Once you know your values, you can use them as a compass to guide your decisions and actions, even when they lead you outside your comfort zone. 2. Embrace challenges. Don't shy away from challenges or setbacks. See them as opportunities for growth and learning. As the saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. 3. Speak your truth. Don't be afraid to speak your mind, even if it's unpopular or goes against the grain. Stand up for what you believe in and let your voice be heard. 4. Act with integrity. Do what's right, even when it's difficult or inconvenient. Let your actions be a reflection of your values and your character. 5. Find role models. Look for examples of people who embody courage and dignity in their own lives. Their stories can inspire you and provide guidance when you're facing your own challenges. Modern day examples. The Stoic emphasis on courage and dignity is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people embodying these virtues all around us. The whistleblower. This person speaks out against corruption or injustice, even when it puts their own career or safety at risk. The environmental activist. They fight to protect the planet, even in the face of powerful opposition and apathy. The person coming out. They embrace their true identity, even if it means facing rejection or discrimination. The individual standing up to a bully. They defend the vulnerable, even if it means putting themselves in harm's way. These individuals are all choosing courage and dignity over comfort and conformity. They're demonstrating that true strength lies not in avoiding challenges, but in facing them head-on with integrity and conviction. The Stoic advantage. By prioritizing dignity and courage over comfort, you're not just building a strong character, you're also creating a life that's more fulfilling, meaningful, and aligned with your true potential. You're embracing the Stoic ideal of living a virtuous life, and you're inspiring others to do the same. Remember, the Stoics believed that the good life is not about seeking pleasure or avoiding pain. It's about living in accordance with nature and reason, and that often means choosing the harder path, the path of courage and dignity, even when it's uncomfortable or inconvenient. So today, let's make a commitment to step outside our comfort zones and embrace the challenges that life throws our way. Let's choose courage over fear, integrity over convenience, and dignity over conformity. Let's live a life that's truly our own, a life that's worthy of our full potential. Lesson 7, The Unconquerable Spirit, The Stoic's Guide to Grit and Determination. All right, folks, let's talk about a lesson that's all about guts, resilience, and never giving up, even when the going gets tough. Don't let your spirit give up before your body. Now, this isn't just some rah-rah motivational speech. It's a core principle of Stoic philosophy, a mindset that can help you overcome challenges, push through obstacles, and achieve things you never thought possible. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and emotions, understood that our bodies have limits, but our spirits don't. They believed that true strength lies not in physical prowess, but in the unwavering determination of the human will. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. It's a disgrace for the soul to give up while the body is still going strong. In other words, don't let your mind quit before your body does. Don't let fear, doubt, or fatigue convince you that you're done, that you can't go any further. Dig deep, tap into your inner reserves of strength, and keep pushing forward, even when it feels impossible. The Mental Marathon. Life can feel like a marathon sometimes, a long and grueling race that tests our endurance and our resolve. There will be moments when you feel like giving up, when your legs are burning, your lungs are screaming, and your mind is telling you to quit. But the Stoics would remind us that the true battle is not against the external challenges we face, but against the internal voices of doubt and defeatism. It's about pushing past our perceived limitations, tapping into our hidden reserves of strength, and proving to ourselves that we're capable of more than we ever imagined. Think about those times when you've surprised yourself with your own resilience. Maybe you completed a marathon, even though you thought you'd never make it past the first mile. Or perhaps you launched a successful business, even though everyone told you it was a crazy idea. Or maybe you overcame a personal challenge, like a divorce or a health crisis, that you thought would break you. In those moments, it wasn't just your body that carried you through. It was your spirit, your unwavering determination to keep going, to never give up, no matter how tough things got. The Stoic approach to inner strength. So how do you cultivate this kind of Stoic grit, this indomitable spirit that refuses to quit? Here are a few strategies. 1. Set challenging goals. Don't be afraid to set ambitious goals for yourself, even if they seem a bit out of reach. The Stoics believed that striving for excellence is essential for a fulfilling life, and that means pushing your limits and challenging yourself to grow. 2. Embrace discomfort. Growth and transformation often involve discomfort and even pain. Don't shy away from challenges or setbacks. Embrace them as opportunities to test your resilience and build your mental and emotional strength. 3. Visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals, overcoming obstacles, and pushing through challenges. This mental rehearsal can help you build confidence, stay motivated, and persevere even when things get tough. 4. Find your why. Connect your actions to a larger purpose or meaning. Why are you doing what you're doing? What impact do you want to make on the world? Having a clear sense of purpose can fuel your motivation and help you push through even the toughest challenges. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. The company you keep can have a profound impact on your mindset and your ability to persevere. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who encourage you, and who will cheer you on every step of the way. Modern-day examples of an unconquerable spirit. The Stoic principle of never giving up is exemplified by countless individuals throughout history and in our own lives. The athlete who trains relentlessly, pushing their body to the limit to achieve their dreams. The entrepreneur who overcomes countless setbacks and failures to build a successful business. The activist who fights tirelessly for justice and equality, even in the face of opposition and danger. The parent who sacrifices their own needs to provide for their children and create a loving home. The student who overcomes learning challenges and achieves academic success through hard work and determination. These individuals are all demonstrating the power of the human spirit, the unwavering will to persevere and achieve greatness, even when the odds are stacked against them. The Stoic advantage. By refusing to let your spirit give up before your body, you're not just overcoming challenges, you're also cultivating a mindset of resilience, determination, and unwavering self-belief. You're proving to yourself that you have the inner strength to handle anything life throws your way, and that you're capable of achieving far more than you ever imagined. Remember, the Stoics believed that the true measure of a person is not their physical strength or their external achievements, but the strength of their character and their willingness to persevere in the face of adversity. So, today, let's make a commitment to never give up, to never let our spirits falter, even when our bodies are tired or our minds are filled with doubt. Let's embrace the Stoic challenge and prove to ourselves that we're capable of greatness, that we have the inner strength to overcome any obstacle, and that we can achieve anything we set our minds to. Lesson 8. The Impermanence Principle, the Stoics' Guide to Letting Go and Living Fully. All right, folks, let's talk about a truth that's both a bit of a bummer and incredibly freeing. Everything is temporary. Now, I know this might not be the most upbeat way to start a lesson, but stick with me. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and resilience, had a unique perspective on the fleeting nature of life. They saw it not as a cause for despair, but as a call to embrace the present moment and appreciate the beauty and fragility of existence. Heraclitus, a pre-Socratic philosopher whose ideas deeply influenced the Stoics, famously said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." The Stoics took this idea to heart, recognizing that everything in the universe is in a constant state of flux. Our bodies change, our relationships evolve, our circumstances shift. The world around us is a swirling dance of creation and destruction, and nothing remains the same for long. The Clinging Conundrum. We humans have a funny way of clinging to things, as if we could somehow freeze them in time and prevent them from changing. We get attached to our possessions, our routines, our relationships, our youth, our health, our very sense of self. But the Stoics would argue that this attachment is a source of suffering because it sets us up for disappointment and loss. Think about it. Have you ever held on to a broken gadget, a worn-out piece of clothing, or a relationship that's clearly run its course simply because you were afraid to let go? Or have you ever mourned the loss of something or someone as if it were a permanent fixture in your life, forgetting that everything is temporary? That's the clinging conundrum. It's the belief that we can hold on to things forever, that we can control the flow of time and prevent change from happening. But the Stoics would remind us that this is a futile attempt to resist the natural order of the universe. The Stoic approach, embracing the flow. So, how do you break free from this clinging and embrace the ever-changing nature of reality? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Practice non-attachment. Don't cling to things, people, or situations as if they'll last forever. Appreciate them in the present moment, but also recognize their impermanence and be willing to let go when the time comes. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "Everything's destiny is to change, to be transformed, to perish, so that new things can be born." 2. Cultivate gratitude and appreciation. Focus on what you have, not on what you might lose. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, the people you love, the experiences you've had, and the lessons you've learned. 3. Find beauty in the impermanence. The Stoics saw a certain beauty and even a sense of peace in the impermanence of life. They recognized that change is what makes life dynamic, interesting, and full of possibilities. 4. Live in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Embrace the present moment, the only thing you truly have control over. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the present moment is all we have. So let's make the most of it, shall we? Modern day examples. The Stoic perspective on impermanence is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its truth all around us. Technology star. Think about how quickly technology evolves. The smartphone you cherish today might be obsolete in a few years. Embracing this rapid pace of change allows us to adapt and stay ahead of the curve. Relationships. Friendships, romantic relationships, even family dynamics evolve over time. People change, circumstances change, and it's important to be adaptable and understanding rather than clinging to an idealized past. Nature. The natural world is a constant reminder of impermanence. The leaves change color and fall, the flowers bloom and wither, the tides ebb and flow. Observing these cycles can help us appreciate the beauty and fragility of life. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the reality of impermanence, you're not just becoming more adaptable and resilient, you're also cultivating a deeper appreciation for the present moment. You're learning to savor the good times, to navigate the challenges, and to find beauty and meaning in the ever-changing tapestry of life. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about enduring change, they were about thriving in the midst of it. So, let's embrace the flow, folks, and let's make the most of every precious moment, knowing that change is not just inevitable, it's also the source of life's greatest beauty and opportunity. Lesson 9. The gratitude attitude, the Stoics' secret to finding joy in the everyday, all right, folks. Let's talk about a practice that's as simple as it is transformative. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another feel-good buzzword, let's take a Stoic approach to this age-old wisdom. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their minds and emotions, understood that gratitude is not just a fleeting feeling, it's a way of being in the world that can profoundly impact our happiness, resilience, and overall well-being. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way in his Moral Letters. In all things, we should try to make ourselves be as grateful as possible. For gratitude is a good thing for ourselves, in a manner in which justice, commonly held to belong to others, is not. Gratitude pays itself back in large measure. In other words, gratitude isn't just about being polite or saying thank you. It's about cultivating a deep appreciation for the good things in your life, both big and small. It's about recognizing the abundance that surrounds you, even in the midst of challenges and setbacks. And it's about understanding that this sense of gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion, but a powerful force that can transform your entire outlook on life. The entitlement epidemic. We live in a world that often fosters a sense of entitlement. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we deserve more, that we should have the latest gadgets, the biggest house, the perfect job, the ideal relationship. And when our expectations aren't met, we feel frustrated, disappointed, and even resentful. But the Stoics would argue that this sense of entitlement is a recipe for unhappiness. It creates a constant craving for more, a never-ending pursuit of external validation and material possessions, and it blinds us to the abundance that's already present in our lives. Think about it. How often do you take the time to appreciate the simple things? A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a good conversation with a friend? Or do you find yourself constantly focusing on what you lack, on what you don't have, on what you wish you had? That's the entitlement trap. It's the belief that we deserve to have everything we want all the time. But the Stoics would remind us that life doesn't work that way. There will be challenges, setbacks, and losses. And true happiness comes not from getting everything we want, but from appreciating what we have. The Stoic gratitude practice. So, how do you cultivate a Stoic sense of gratitude and break free from the entitlement trap? Here are a few strategies. 1. Keep a gratitude journal. Each day, write down a few things you're grateful for. This could be anything from your health and loved ones to a beautiful sunrise or a delicious meal. The act of writing down your blessings helps to solidify them in your mind and cultivate a sense of appreciation. 2. Express your gratitude to others. Don't just keep your gratitude to yourself. Express it to the people in your life who make a difference. A simple thank you or a heartfelt note can go a long way in strengthening your relationships and spreading positivity. 3. Find gratitude in adversity. The Stoics believed that even challenges and setbacks can be opportunities for gratitude. Look for the lessons you can learn, the strength you can develop, and the resilience you can cultivate through adversity. 4. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment and savor the simple pleasures of life. Notice the beauty of nature, the taste of your food, the warmth of the sun on your skin. By being fully present, you can cultivate a deeper appreciation for the abundance that surrounds you. Modern-day examples of gratitude. The Stoic practice of gratitude is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its power all around us. The cancer survivor who cherishes every day. They faced their mortality and emerged with a profound appreciation for the gift of life. The refugee who finds solace in a new community. They've lost their home and their possessions, but they're grateful for the safety and support they've found in a new land. The person who overcomes addiction. They've struggled with a powerful addiction, but they've found freedom and gratitude in recovery. These individuals have all faced challenges and adversity, but they've also found a way to cultivate gratitude and appreciation, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Their stories remind us that gratitude is not about denying the challenges of life, but about finding the good, even in the midst of them. The Stoic advantage. By practicing gratitude, you're not just becoming a more positive and optimistic person, you're also cultivating a deeper sense of resilience, contentment, and inner peace. You're recognizing that true wealth lies not in what you have, but in your ability to appreciate what you've been given. Remember, the Stoics believed that gratitude is a virtue, a choice we can make every day to focus on the good, to appreciate the present moment, and to find joy and fulfillment in the simple things. So, let's embrace the Stoic challenge and cultivate a gratitude attitude. Let's count our blessings, express our appreciation, and live a life that's rich in meaning, purpose, and joy. Lesson 10. The procrastination pitfall. The Stoics' call to immediate action. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on virtue and kindness with a lesson that's all about seizing the moment and making a difference now. Don't postpone doing good. It might sound like a simple reminder, but in our busy lives, it's easy to let good intentions slip through the cracks. We tell ourselves we'll volunteer next month, we'll call that friend we've been meaning to catch up with next week, we'll donate to that cause when we have a little extra cash. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous life, would urge us to act now, not later. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. While you're postponing, life speeds by. In other words, time waits for no one. Every moment that passes is a moment you'll never get back. And if you're constantly putting off doing good, you're missing out on opportunities to make a positive impact on the world and to cultivate your own sense of purpose and fulfillment. The Someday Syndrome. We all suffer from the Someday Syndrome from time to time. We have grand plans for the future, noble intentions to make a difference, and a list of good deeds we want to accomplish. But somehow, someday never seems to arrive. We get caught up in the busyness of everyday life. We tell ourselves we're not ready yet, or we simply let inertia take over. Think about it. Have you ever said to yourself, "I'll start volunteering when I have more free time," or "I'll donate to that charity when I get my next raise," or "I'll reach out to that friend who's going through a tough time, eventually"? These are all examples of how we can postpone doing good, letting our intentions gather dust on the shelf of our minds while life passes us by. And the Stoics would argue that this is a missed opportunity, not just for the world, but also for ourselves. The Stoic approach: seize the day. So, how do you break free from the Someday Syndrome and embrace the Stoic call to immediate action? Here are a few strategies. 1. Recognize the urgency of now. The Stoics had a deep appreciation for the fleeting nature of life. They understood that every moment is precious, and that we should make the most of our time by acting on our good intentions now, not later. 2. Start small. You don't have to make grand gestures or change the world overnight. Start with small acts of kindness and generosity. Volunteer an hour of your time, donate a few dollars to a cause you believe in, or simply offer a helping hand to a friend in need. 3. Make it a habit. The Stoics believed that virtue is cultivated through habit and practice. Make doing good a regular part of your routine, whether it's a daily act of kindness, a weekly volunteer commitment, or a monthly donation to charity. 4. Find your passion. What are you passionate about? What causes or issues ignite your sense of purpose and compassion? Find ways to contribute your time, talents, and resources to those causes and make a real difference in the world. 5. Don't wait for perfection. Don't let the pursuit of perfection become an excuse for inaction. You don't have to have all the answers or the perfect plan to start making a difference. Just take the first step and trust that you'll learn and grow along the way. Modern-day examples of immediate action. The Stoic call to action is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people making a difference in the world through immediate and decisive action all around us. The first responder who rushes into a burning building to save lives. The bystander who intervenes to stop a bully or protect someone in need. Volunteer who spends their weekends helping to build homes for the homeless. The donor who contributes to a scholarship fund, empowering a young person to pursue their dreams. The friend who offers a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on, providing comfort and support in a time of need. These individuals are not waiting for someday. They're taking action now, making a positive impact on the world and embodying the Stoic ideal of living a life of virtue and service to others. The Stoic advantage. By not postponing doing good, you're not just making the world a better place, you're also enriching your own life and cultivating a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. You're proving to yourself that you have the power to make a difference, and that your actions, no matter how small, can have a ripple effect that extends far beyond your own reach. Remember, the Stoics believed that the good life is not just about personal happiness, it's also about contributing to the well-being of others and leaving the world a little better than we found it. So, let's embrace the Stoic challenge and take action today, not tomorrow. Let's make a difference, one good deed at a time. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the final chapter of our Stoic exploration, meditating on mortality and facing the ultimate reality of human existence. We've learned to embrace death, not with fear, but with courage, acceptance, and a deep appreciation for the preciousness of life. Remember, the Stoics weren't advocating for a morbid obsession with death. They were simply reminding us that it's an inevitable part of life and that by confronting this reality, we can live more fully, more intentionally, and with a greater sense of purpose and gratitude. So, as we wrap up this 12th and final episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to take these lessons to heart and continue your journey of self-discovery and growth. Embrace the present moment, live with intention, and make every day count. And remember, the Stoic path is not a destination, but a lifelong journey. It's about constantly striving to become the best version of yourself, to live in accordance with nature and reason, and to find peace and fulfillment in the midst of life's challenges. If you found this episode or any of the episodes in this series valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and empower others to live a life of courage, wisdom, and joy. This might be the end of this series, but it's just the beginning of your Stoic journey. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And stay tuned for our next series, where we'll dive even deeper into the practical applications of Stoic philosophy in the modern world. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, memento mori, remember that you will die and live.